I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible today. We'll see a high around 82 degrees. Illinois' legislative leaders were at the Capitol yesterday, hoping to draft what they say will be the final touches of a school funding compromise. Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes has more.
Schools have already missed two payments from the state, so pressure is building to figure out how to fund them in a way that makes both political parties happy, or at least not unhappy. That's the gist of what House Republican leader Jim Durkin from Western Springs said after spending his Sunday afternoon negotiating behind closed doors.
It's time for everyone to, if they have minor objections, look at the goal. Who gets hurt? No one gets hurt. Everyone succeeds under this. Every student in Illinois is going to be a beneficiary of what we have come to a conclusion on.
Details haven't been released, but the plan includes a tuition tax credit for private school scholarships, something lawmakers haven't publicly debated. Leaders plan to meet again this morning. The House is set to vote on school funding later in the day. The Senate will take up the plan on Tuesday. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Rank-and-file lawmakers say they're still hoping to see the details of that proposed school funding package. State Senator Chuck Weaver of Peoria was in southeast Missouri over the weekend. He says he's still cautiously optimistic.
Governor's agreed to what has been the agreed to in concept, but I'm sure hoping people don't try to play with it because it's been negotiated. It's time to get this thing passed.
Leaders say they'll also discuss tax credits for those who donate to private school scholarships. That has some Democrats saying no way. We'll have the latest coming up throughout the day right here on WSIU. Well, a week after the total solar eclipse, city officials in Carbondale are hoping to host a business forum. Carbondale Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Les Odell says the meeting will happen within the next couple of weeks, and it'll be a chance for local business owners to talk about what they think went well with city planning and what needs to be improved for 2024.
I know a couple of establishments I've talked to said Monday was their biggest day ever. I think we've turned a corner for a lot of our locally owned establishments.
Odell also says city officials are hoping to continue with the momentum that last week gave by organizing other city events, like annual festivals or fairs. On the whole, he says many businesses that struggled to stay open over the summer have now seen a resurgence in the wake of Monday's estimated 50,000 visitors, as well as the returning students. Governor Bruce Rauner has vetoed a measure that would raise the minimum wage in Illinois. Under the proposal, the minimum wage would have been raised from $8.25 an hour to $15 an hour by the year 2022. Rauner says raising the minimum wage would reduce the number of jobs available. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 82. I'm Jennifer Fuller.